नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 22 स्वमेधे रदियज्ञमीश्वरं महाविभूत्योपचितांग दक्षिणे ततेर्वशिष्टा सित गौतमादिभिर् धन्वन्यभिस्रोतमसो सरस्वतीम् Their flute, the river Saraswati, Maharaj Amrish performed great sacrifices like the Ashwamedh Yajna and thus satisfied the master of all yajnas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such sacrifices were performed with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia and with contributions of Dakshina to the Brahmanas, who were supervised by great personalities like Vasishta, Asita, Gautam, representing the king, the performer of the sacrifices. Purport. When one performs ritualistic sacrifices as prescribed in the Vedas, one needs expert brahmanas known as yagic brahmanas. In Kali Yuga, however, there is scarcity of such brahmanas. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, the sacrifice recommended in Shastra is Sankirtan Yajna. Yajye Sankirtana Praye Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Instead of spending money unnecessarily on performing yajnas, impossible to perform in this age of Kali because of the scarcity of yagic brahmanas, one who is intelligent performs Sankirtan Yajna. Without properly performed yajnas to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be scarcity of rain. Yajyat bhavanti parjanya. Therefore, the performance of yajna is essential. Without yajna, there will be a scarcity of rain, and because of this scarcity, no food grains will be produced, and there will be famines. It is the duty of the king, therefore, to perform different types of yajnas, such as the Ashwamedh yajnas, to maintain the production of food grains. Annat bhavanti bhutani. Without food grains, both man and animals will starve. Therefore, yajna is necessary for the state to perform, because by yajna, the people in general will be fed sumptuously. The brahmanas and the yagic priests should be sufficiently paid for their expert service. This payment is called dakshina. Amrish Maharaj, as the head of the state, perform all these yajnas through great personalities like Vasishta, Gautam and Asita. Personally, however, he was engaged in the devotion service as mentioned before. Savai mana Krishna padar vindayo. The king or the heads of states must see that things go on well under proper guidance, and he must be an ideal devotee as exemplified by Maharaj Amrish. It is the duty of the king to see that food grains are produced even in the desert countries. What to speak of elsewhere. Translation. In desert countries where there flowed the river Saraswati, Maharaj Amrish performed great sacrifices like the Ashwamedh yajnas and thus satisfied the master of all yajnas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such sacrifices were performed with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia with the contribution of Dakshina to the Brahmanas, who were supervised by great personalities like Vasishta, Asit and Gautama, representing the king, the performer of the sacrifices. Hare Krishna. It's a very humbling experience to sit on a raised platform amongst assembly of great devotees, especially when a speaker doesn't know what to speak, when there is no coherence between what is thinking process, speaking process and acting. And especially when a speaker is not up to the mark of Prabhupada's standard, Prabhupada writes in the purport that speaker should be his character of the speaker should be flawless. So I don't match any of this. So seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, I can speak something Krishna conscious and for my purification. So in the beginning of 9th canto, Parikshit Maharaj is asking question to Shukdev Goswami. He's asking question that please describe in detail the characteristics and the abilities of those kings who belong to the dynasty of Vaivasvat Manu. he says that tesham vamshanu charitam, tesham vamsham prithak brahman vamshanu charitam charitani cha kirta yasya mahabhaga nityam shushrushatam hina. That means, please, oh my dear Shukdev Goswami, please let me know in detail about the kings who belong to the dynasties of Vaivasvat Manu. Now, this is the ninth canto running. Somebody may ask, no, already 4 or 5 days have passed, only 2 or 3 days are remaining for the final moments to come in the life of Parikshit Maharaj. And especially on the onset of the first day, you know, Parikshit Maharaj already gave up practically the most powerful attachments. Atma Jaya Suta Gara Pashur Dravina Bandushu Rajya Cha Vikala Nityam Virudham Mamatam Jaho. All this powerful 8 forms of attachment he could easily give up. But now at the beginning of the 9th canto, you know, practically, you know, his life is about to culminate. He is asking the great renunciate, Shukdev Goswami, a great devotee of the Lord, to describe in detail about the kings, no? Who are practically surrounded by opulence, surrounded by riches, family members, and whatnot, power to dominate, control. So he's asking Shukdev Goswami to describe the abilities and the characteristics of these kings in detail. And in return, Shukdev Goswami is saying, yes, yes, why not? I will explain in detail about the activities of these wonderful kings. Now, for a renunciate, especially for Shukdev Goswami, who has just renounced, already he was renunciate, already he had renounced everything before renouncing. But when he renounced, he has renounced just few days back. And now, to hear something about the kings, you know, who are so much having worldly possessions, it's like practically hearing about them is like associating with them. So for a renunciate to hear such topic is like, you know, knowingly drinking poison. So instead of hearing Krishna Katha at this time, he is very eager to hear the activities of these kings. So the only reason why he wants to hear about the wonderful activities and the characteristics of this king, the only reason he calls this entire narration as Kirtan, you know, he's saying, Kirtayasya Mahabhaga, O most fortunate one, O Shukdev Goswami, no, please, no, narrate to me this incidents. The only reason why he wants to hear is that all these kings were remarkable in the service and devotion to God. All these kings, although they lived in this world, but they were not of this world. Now, all these kings, they very well knew who is the supreme controller. And although they were controlling, they were knowing for sure that they are simply the representatives of the supreme controller, Lord Shri Krishna. And although they performed their duties so perfectly as being the heads of states, but at the same time they were very pure at hearts, and dedicating their every moment, their every word, their every action in the service of the Lord. So from the 9th canto onwards, Shukdev Goswami begins to narrate the activities and the characteristics of this king. So the son of Vaivasvat Manu is Shraddhavan Manu, and he had 10 sons. One of the sons was named Nabhaga, and his son was Nabhaga, and his son was Amrish Maharaj. So in the 4th chapter, Shukdev Goswami starts narrating the pastimes of life and the characteristics of Amrish Maharaj. And Shukdev Goswami is such an expert spiritual master. He knows very well what exactly needs to be spoken at this hour, at this critical hour of crisis. He is telling to Parikshit Maharaj that, yes, I have so many stories to speak. It will even 100 years will not suffice. But here Shukdev Goswami is speaking those specific stories which through which Parikshit Maharaj can very easily relate to, connect to. And hearing those stories, Parikshit Maharaj will come, will be inspired and encouraged to come closer and closer to Krishna. So that's why Sukadev Goswami is specifically narrating the story of the pastimes and the characteristics of Amrish Maharaj. And if we see, there is a lot of resemblance, there is a lot of similarity and commonality in the life of Parikshit Maharaj and Amrish Maharaj. These both great kings, their ancestors were great devotees of the Lord. Not only that, just as Parikshit Maharaj was protected by Lord Krishna personally in the womb, similarly, Lord had actually given his own Sudarshan Chakra to Amrish Maharaj so that he can be protected. They were the emperor of the whole planet. Not only that, but both were serving the Lord in the same mood, in the detached consciousness. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmanya adhaya karmani sangam tattva karoti sa lipyate nasa papena padma patram ivambasa. To being in this world but not of this world, unattached. In fact, Devamrita Swami Maharaj in one of his lectures was explaining how is it and why is it that the devotees of the Lord can be so detached. Of course, at the same time, very, very responsible. Detached doesn't mean that they are very, very, very irresponsible in their actions. They are so detached, but at the same time, responsible. How is it? It's so very difficult. Especially when you have a power to control, when you have a power to dominate, everybody is there under you to listen what you are saying. They are just there to serve you. So Maharaj was explaining the reason why devotees of the Lord can be so detached at the same time doing their worldly duties is that because the person whom the devotee worship, that same Lord, Supreme Personality of God, Shri Krishna, is a reservoir of that quality. He is himself detached. In fact, Krishna, through his entire different pastimes, say Mathura Leela, Vrindavan Leela, Dwarka Leela, all throughout this wonderful pastimes which he performed, he demonstrated this quality very well. In fact, when Krishna entered Mathura, we all know that story, how Krishna, that episode comes where Krishna comes across Kubja, who is a hunchback lady, and then by Krishna's touch, her beauty increases many fold. So Krishna was in the midst of, wonderful opulence of Mathura and a devastating beauty of Kubja. But still, for Krishna, it was like he was completely detached. Through in Vrindavan pastime, Bhishma Dev, he says that people consider me as the greatest celibate. But actually, my dear Lord, you are the one who truly deserves to be called as celibate. Why? Because being in the midst of such powerful, heavy opulences, such wonderful beauty the world has never seen, still Lord demonstrated this quality of renunciation that he could just walk off. So that's the quality of the Lord. And because Lord possesses this quality, devotees of the Lord can easily manifest this wonderful quality. So even if the detachment a devotee shows is not because of his own ability, but it's because it's coming from Krishna. And so So this was one of the great quality which Parikshit Maharaj as well as Amrish Maharaj, they both shared, parallel. They both lived God-centered lives, no doubt. Although being both of them were Mahabhagavats, but both of them were cursed by a Brahmana. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a small five-year-old boy, was a Brahmana. And Amrish Maharaj was also cursed by a very powerful mystic Brahmana, Durvasa Muni. And although they both were faultless, Parikshit Maharaj was faultless. They didn't commit a major blunder. Small mistake here and there. And although they were cursed to die, both were cursed to die. They didn't blame God. They didn't curse Krishna. They didn't abuse Krishna. And at the same time, they didn't even take defensive mood. They just took it as Lord's grace. They didn't revolt. So both these personalities, they share a lot of things in common. And Shukdev Goswami exactly knew which pastimes to narrate. And more than this, even in this chapter, the fifth verse, which we previously read it, Shukdev Goswami says that this Shukdev Goswami narrates this pastime of Amrish Maharaj to Parikshit Maharaj, saying that this Amrish Maharaj, although he was cursed by an infallible Brahmana, his curse could not touch him. And at that time, when Parikshit Maharaj heard that, he did not become depressed, thinking, "Arey, we share so much in common, and suddenly, Lord Krishna protected him personally." And, my dear Lord, I am so close to you. I've given everything of my life, whatever I had, and still, here Shukdev Goswami is narrating such pastimes where, Lord, you protected Amrish Maharaj and you did not. So a question can be raised, was Parikshit Maharaj not protected by the Lord? Yes, there are many reasons. It was actually Lord's protection. So we'll just try to briefly go through certain points where how does Lord protect a devotee in his life? It's not that Lord has to personally come and protect a devotee, but Lord, through various agents, he protects his devotees. So this is what I have just heard. I'm just repeating. It's nothing of my own. So this protect, P-R-O-T-E-C-T, is a acronym. How Lord is protecting. So the P of protect stands for providence. In the outside world, people call providence as good luck, coincidental. But in Krishna consciousness, everything is an arrangement of the Lord. Nothing is coincidence. Providence means everything seems to be going wrong and suddenly something clicks and everything goes on the right track. That's we think, arey, luck by chance, everything went well. So this is the verse, Vishan Mahagne Purushad Darshanat. So this Vishan, how Bhima was fed poison by Duryodhan. So, and he was protected in fact. Although he was fed poisonous, the poison was meant to kill Bhima. But then, when he was thrown in the lake, he was bitten by a snake. And the poison of that snake counteracted the poison which Bhima was fed. So somebody may say, it's a coincidence. Luck by chance, he survived. But actually it was not coincidence. It was Krishna who personally intervened. That's what Kunti Maharan is saying. Vishan Mahagne. My dear Lord, it was you who saved Bhim from this poisonous effect of the cake. So it was Krishna who, as Paramatma in the heart of Duryodhan, inspired Duryodhan to to feed a certain brand of poison, which which would be counteracted by the poison of that of that snake. That was providence. That was actually Krishna's intervention through providence. When Prabhupada was on Jaladuta's ship, he was practically not carrying anything. And Sumati Morarji had told Captain Pandya that, please, everybody there in the ship will be eating non-vegetarian items. So please carry some vegetables for this old man. So Captain Pandya, he provided a lot of vegetarian stuff to Prabhupada, especially vegetables. And Prabhupada, he mentions in his Jaladuta diary, he says that thanks to Lord Krishna for enlightening Sumati Morarji from within his heart to arrange for vegetables in this ship. So Prabhupada could see everything in connection to Krishna. He could see that it was not coincidental that Mr. Pandya, he got some vegetables. But it was actually Krishna who was bringing, who was facilitating Prabhupada on his mission. Now, we have read this, Indradhanu Swami Maharaj's diary. Diary of a traveling preacher. It's nothing but, story of happy coincidences. So many places in narrate, so many pastimes where things are going completely haywire and suddenly, Krishna intervenes. And, they see, unexpected miracles happening. So miracles are nothing but direct interventions of Krishna. So this is P. P for providence. P-R-O. R stands for Krishna protects his devotees through his representatives. Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Deva Dadharma Shilasya Pradukhitasya Anugrahaya Yacharanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardhanasya. Great souls who have compassion within their heart, they traverse all over the world protecting a living entity from the powerful illusory energy of the Lord. They are the perfect representatives of the Lord. Vishan Mahagner. Kunti Maharani is saying, my dear Lord, it was you who protected us. Although that protection came not directly through you, but it came through Vidura. It was Vidura who became your representative to save us, to protect us from that fire in Lakshagraha. So it was Vidura was just an instrument, but it was, my dear Lord, you yourself who protected us. So Krishna sends representative. There's a beautiful story we all know. A boatman, he was drowning. I think Gokulanand Prabhu narrated this story. He was drowning in the lake, and a wooden block came, and he said, no, I don't want. Maybe God will personally come and protect me. Then a boatman came, but he said, no, you will not protect me. God will personally come and protect me. Helicopter came, but still he did not seek the protection. And finally he is asking, my dear Lord, you didn't at all protect me. God replied, it was me who sent all this wooden block, this helicopter, this boatman. It was you who did not accept it. So sometimes we out of audacity, we think that we are so pure that God should personally come and protect us. But the protection that is coming from his representative is equal. It is actually non-different than the protection of the Lord. In fact, it is said that God helps those who help themselves. Prabhupada, in fact, Burijan Prabhu very humbly writes in his diary, my glorious master, he said that I was in Maya and it was Prabhupada who actually came and protected me. One devotee came and told Prabhupada, Burijan Prabhu is in Maya. Prabhupada said, I know. That's why I am going all the way to Singapore to drag him back to Krishna consciousness. Of course, it was Brijan Prabhu's humility that is narrating this pastime. But Prabhupada is saying, yes, I know that he is in Maya. That's why I am going back, going to all the way to Singapore. Prabhupada just took detour just to protect his disciples from falling into Maya. And in fact, Brijan Prabhu writes that at that moment, Prabhupada, when he came to Singapore, Prabhupada gave such a heavy talk. And we were devastated. We thought, why is Prabhupada so heavy? But now, after many years, we can actually feel that it was Prabhupada's protection that saved us. And now, we relish speaking this event. So great souls like Prabhupada, who are a perfect representative of the Supreme Lord, they are giving us protection. Only thing is, we have to take it. In fact, there's a beautiful quote of Radhanath Maharaj. He says that if you protect a person whose body is anyways dying, it's not something big. It's not a miracle. That's fine. What is the use of that person who dies in Maya, and if he's protected and if he gets up, again he's in Maya? What is the use? But great souls like Srila Prabhupada protects one's consciousness and elevates the consciousness from Maya to Krishna. So Maharaj was saying that it was Srila Prabhupada who brought back to life the dead consciousness of so many living entities and protected that living entity's relationship with Krishna. So as perfect representatives, Krishna sends protection. This is R. Third is O, P-R-O. O stands for omnipotence, where Krishna, through his personal presence, protected so many of his devotees. Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna personally intervened. Otherwise, his death was certain. No way anybody could save him. Draupadi, Vishan Mahagne, Purushada Darshanat, Asat Sabhayam. Draupadi was disrobed, insulted. Krishna personally helped, protected Draupadi's chastity. Gajendra and so many pastimes we know that Krishna personally intervenes. Of course, we should never think that only when Krishna personally comes in my life, then will I consider that as protection. So this is O. T stands for teachings. Krishna protects. Krishna sends protection through his teachings. When Lord Ram was banished to go to forest with Mother Sita and Lakshman, at that time, we all know that pastime, how Mother Sita got enchanted seeing that golden deer. And he told Lord Ram that I want this deer by hook or by crook. You just get that. And Lord Ram knew. He told Mother Sita that it's just an illusion. But Mother Sita was so obsessed in one sense. Just so-called, apparently. And the source of all beauty is there right in front of her. Lord Ram. But she got attracted to some golden deer. And as a result, Lord Ram went away from her. But Lord Ram's protection was there in the form of Lakshman. And Lakshman was in fact accused by Mother Sita that, you have some ill intention staying here. You better go and save Lord Ram. Still, Lakshman, he drew that line, Lakshman Rekha, saying that please don't cross this line. You will be protected if you remain within this line. So this Lakshman Rekha represents the powerful instructions of the spiritual master. We have God Krishna, who is the source of all beauty, but still we are getting enchanted by the beauty of this world. And we are telling to Krishna, Krishna, please fulfill this desire. As a result, Krishna goes away from our life. But still, Krishna's protection is there in the form of his representative or his teachings or spiritual master. And we still accuse spiritual master being so much instructive. So till the time we are under the protection of spiritual master's instruction, we will always be protected. The teachings which spiritual master is imparting, moment we are out of that instruction, Maya is there right in front of us to catch us. So this wonderful pastime depicts that how a disciple has to be always remain under a protective fence of spiritual master's instructions or teachings. Until the time he will be protected. In fact, Krishna says, Tesham evanukampartam aham ajnana jamtama nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. That Krishna is willing to dispel the darkness of illusion by the torchlight of knowledge. So, had it not been for Krishna who imparted us this knowledge or teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and had Krishna not made Arjuna an instrument, today practically we would have been in darkness. But how through the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, so many living entities all over the world are getting protected. In fact, the main problem is the lack of this knowledge, teachings. People don't even know. So many people don't even know what is right, what is wrong. And in fact, Prabhupada, when he was at, I think, Butler, Pennsylvania, at Sally Agarwal's and Gopal Agarwal's house, Prabhupada one day saw the small kid they had. Prabhupada one day saw the mother feeding this small kid something liquid in a bottle. And Prabhupada, at the first sight, he thought maybe it's some liquid milk. But then later on, he came to know that it was not milk, it was a liquefied beef. Prabhupada was shocked. Just because a child cannot eat meat, so that beef was liquefied and so that the child can eat. Because they have this misconception that only when a person eats meat, then will they get some nourishment. And that's how, somehow, Prabhupada was shocked. Prabhupada said, a child even doesn't know what is right, what is wrong. So people even don't know what's right, what's wrong. Lack of teaching, lack of proper knowledge. In fact, few years back, the crime rate amongst the youth was just 5%. Now the crime rate has increased to 35%. What's the reason? Very few prenas going on all over Bombay, all over India. Maybe very people are not even, students are not aware. Danvir Maharaj, he tells one story. He tells his own story. He says that when I was first introduced to Krishna consciousness, this devotee who introduced me to Krishna consciousness, his name was Bob. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, he was a pakka sense gratifier. But after this, everything changed in his life, and this Bob became devotee, and this Bob approached Danvir Maharaj, later Danvir Maharaj, and said, why don't you join us? So Danvir Maharaj was at the first sight shocked. He said, what are you doing? He said, I have become a Hare Krishna devotee. And Danvir Maharaj saw some beads hanging and some clay on his head. So Maharaj asked, what is all this? And this person This Bob, he replied, "Do you want to see the most beautiful photo of a person in this entire world? A photo of a beautiful person." So this, you know, this Dhanvir Maharaj started thinking, maybe, you know, some beautiful girl must be there. He wants to show me a photograph. And suddenly this Bob took out a photo and showed it was Srila Prabhupada. And this Dhanvir Maharaj was above shocked. What is happening? So, but this Bob, he said that this, he is the most beautiful person. Such a wonderful wisdom and such a wonderful knowledge he has. That's why he is so beautiful. So Dhanvir Maharaj is asking further, "What do you all do?" So this Bob replied, "I have now become celibate." "What, you celibate? Never, I cannot believe it. Have you gone crazy?" He's telling. So this Bob started explaining him in detail, quoting slokes left and right. And Dhanvir Maharaj at that point remarks, "Never ever before in his life did anybody explain to him, you know, the importance of celibacy. And never ever did anybody spoke with strength, with conviction and emphasis that, you know, illicit sex is something wrong." And then Dhanvir Maharaj started interrogating, asking questions in and out. And after 1.5 hours of conversation with this person, at the first moment, at the first meeting, Dhanvir Maharaj was utterly defeated. And he said that, "I was so much defeated, but at the same time convinced to such an extent that I decided to join." That was the power of the teachings which Prabhupada imparted to his disciple. And Dhanvir Maharaj himself was a great volleyball champion. And the next day happened to be the volleyball finals. So Dhanvir Maharaj goes and tells his friends, "I have now become Hare Krishna devotee and sports is sense gratification. I am not going to play Hare Krishna." And he went. So that is the power. A soul which has been traversing all throughout lifetimes, searching for happiness through the teachings, can find full satisfaction. And this is tea. Time is running short. Time is running, so I'll just quickly. E stands for expertise. Krishna sends protection through expertise. Purushad Darshanat. Kunti Maharani is saying that it was actually, "My dear Lord, although Bhima, he killed this great demon Hidimba, but my dear Lord, it was your expertise. Although it was Bhima's expertise, but it was you who imparted that expertise to Bhima." Arjuna, he defeated Jayadrath so very well, using his expertise. But had it not been for Krishna, Arjuna would have been, would have had to enter fire. And then when Krishna left this world, what is Arjuna saying? "Vanchitoham Maharajan Harinam Bandarupina Yename Upratam Tejo Deva Vismapanam Mahat." "I have lost all my powers. It was Lord who actually, giving me the strength. All that expertise that I had was through Lord Krishna." So Arjuna realized. So Krishna gives us that expertise so that we can use it in his service. Prabhupada says one should not be proud of borrowed plumes. So all these expertise is nothing, we are simply borrowing. Expertise or intelligence or skills or whatever it may be, we are simply borrowing from Krishna. In fact, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was doing wonders in Radha Damodar Das party, finally something went wrong and there was some misunderstanding, some dispute amongst the grahasthas and the brahmacharis, and finally Tamal Krishna Maharaj was told to go to China. And he very openly accepted it. But some devotees, they told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please, we want Tamalakrishna Maharaj here. Otherwise, how will this bus party run? Prabhupada said, no, the Radha Damodar bus party is going on by Krishna's power, not by Tamalakrishna's power. Of course, no, Tamalakrishna Maharaj was, no, he surrendered to Prabhupada and he went to China. But Prabhupada wanted to acknowledge this fact. Prabhupada wanted his disciple to acknowledge this fact that all this expertise is not because of our own skills or whatever, our own strength, but it is because of Krishna who is providing us. Krishna will give us that protection through expertise. Ultimately, it comes from Krishna. We all know that story of Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. No, how when he was entering that iron curtain with a huge van loaded with so many books, Krishna gave him that expertise. He carried a dog. And we all know what happened later. He could actually penetrate. How wonderful intelligence which he used, which was given to him at that point by Krishna. In fact, during Prabhupada's time, so many of his disciples, they were so much surcharged and empowered to distribute Prabhupada's books that they would just be so much convincing through their speech that people in the Western world would buy those books. And later on, they would be thinking, "Arey, why did I buy this book? There is no purpose for me to buy this book." But because Krishna gave them expertise and they could use it in Krishna's service. In fact, Devanand Swami Maharaj writes that during their time, so many of the devotees were approached by the CEOs and the managing directors of big companies that, "Why don't you join us? We have never seen such marketing happening in the world." People should feel a need to buy it. I'm sorry. And these books, these books actually were from a very, very, alien culture. From their own country, Indian nation. But still, people could easily, convincingly, distribute those books. So this is expertise. C stands for combination. Krishna can send protection through the combination of above all. Maybe sometimes through teaching, sometimes through representatives, or sometimes by giving us expertise. So C stands for combination. T stands for trouble. Sometimes trouble itself may be the protection. Sometimes we need trouble to grow up in our life. So this. Mride mride anek maharatha shruto. This is nothing but combination of different different ways like Krishna protected Arjuna. And then trouble, how sometimes Krishna sends trouble so that we actually grow up. Say, for example, when we are sometimes struggling with our anarthas, one anartha could be a protection from another anartha. Say, when we sometimes when lust affects us, it's a very humbling experience. So lust could be a great protection from false pride. We become humble, become sober. We know where we stand. So, these are the different ways through which Krishna protects. So yes, it was Krishna who protected Amrish Maharaj. It was Krishna who protected Parikshit Maharaj. Krishna is Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmanya Hitaya cha. Krishna is very, very dear to the Brahmanas. So although Krishna protected Amrish Maharaj, Krishna protected Parikshit Maharaj, but Krishna did not have the power to protect Durvasa Muni. He was also a Brahmana. Why? Because what stopped Krishna to protect devotee, what stopped Krishna to protect Durvasa Muni was offense to a devotee. So Krishna will take away his protection when we commit offense towards devotees. In fact, it was Durvasa Muni's misbehavior or his external judgmentalism or thinking himself to be greater than some other devotee due to his false pride that stopped Durvasa Muni from getting the mercy of Lord Krishna. So finally, just to end, Prabhupada in this purport is speaking about yagik brahmanas, sankirtan yagya, fire sacrifice. So what Prabhupada is basically trying to say is, he's trying to be very practical. Just as a yagya or fire sacrifice can be compared to olden days, newly introduced computers. When computer was introduced in the market, it occupied such space. Radhavati Prabhu was telling me that it occupied the space four times of this temple hall. That was the processing unit needed just to run one computer. So that yagya sacrifice, we can just compare to that huge mega computer needed in those days. But Prabhupada is telling us that's not practical. Just as those computers are not today practically, they are not practical. What is practical today? Laptop, palm top. So, our Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be compared to laptop or a palm top. Everything compact, everything is there. What even that computer could not accomplish, a mega computer which occupied so much space, it can be accomplished by a laptop or a palm top. Is it not? I mean, I think so. I'm not sure. And elaborate maneuvering is required for such functioning of such computers. But now you just have everything on your fingertips. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everything is there. It's there. Just we have to connect it. I mean, unless and until we won't connect it to the server or whatever, I don't know. I mean, somebody will think it's simply a toy. But moment you connect it, you can see the effect. So, both are computers. So, Prabhupada is saying that yagya is essential. We are not giving up yagya. Both are yagya. But the current yagya is very practical. And that's what is very, very effective. All the functions can be accomplished. In fact, more functions can be accomplished. And it works. The processing is very fast. This Radhavati Prabhu was telling me that he helped me actually. So he actually protected me. So he was saying that the speed at which even a mobile processor can work, that speed is 1 × 10⁹ some gigahertz. And even that computer would have not been able to accomplish today. So people, they ask, how can you replace this Hare Krishna Mahamantra? How can you replace this huge yajna fire sacrifice with this Hare Krishna Mahamantra? You need to chant so many yajnas, so many mantras for so many different yajnas. And for us, no, whether it is Garbhadhan Samskar or whether it is Vivaha Samskar or whether it is Antim Samskar, no, Hare Krishna Mahamantra stands everywhere. So for an outsider, it's a mystery. But for a person who knows how to run a laptop, he knows that everything can be accomplished. So just don't go on externals. Just because the size has reduced, that doesn't mean that you can underestimate the potency of that, no, Mahamantra. Sukhavasane idameva saram, dukhavasane idameva geyam, dehavasane idameva japyam, govinda damodara madaveti. This is the potency of the Mahamantra, the purifying effect of the holy names of the Lord. Whether one is in a happy state, sukhavasane idameva saram, what is to be known? The essence of all happiness is actually holy name. Dukhavasane idameva geyam, when one is in the distress, what is to be known is only taking shelter of the holy name. Dehavasane idameva japyam, dehavasane, when one is about to die, the only thing that needs to be remembered, only thing that needs to be chanted is Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, the beautiful names of the Supreme Lord. So holy names of the Lord is a very, very powerful protective tool. Very, very, Prabhupada is saying, it's so very practical. Just as a small bullet, seems very, looks very small, but it can actually penetrate. It can actually kill a person. It can actually separate a soul from a body. Similarly, a Mahamantra, although it appears to be so small, the power cannot be underestimated. It can actually separate the powerful anarthas which the soul is carrying all throughout his lifetimes. It can actually separate those anarthas. It can actually penetrate the deep layers of false ego. Or just as you just can't be, you know, a small chip, it can contain information what a whole library cannot. So only an ordinary person will be wondering, how is this possible? It could be, this is impossible, can never happen. So in Kali Yuga, our acharyas have made everything very, very user friendly. Down to earth, because they know what is our limit, what is our capacity. So that's the potency. No, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like a magic drug. Just like few years back, penicillin was considered as a magic drug. You can use it in all ailments. Similarly, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like a magic drug. That's what Prabhupada explains, that can be used at all time, at all places, under all circumstances. So anyway, it's time up. Thank you all very much for your kind attention, patience. Whatever I've spoken is way beyond my realization. But please forgive me if anything I've spoken wrong. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.